Antonio Guterres became the 9th United Nations Secretary General on Sunday. The term of former UN leader, Ban Ki-moon, ended at midnight, December 31st. Guterres is a former Prime Minister of Portugal. At the UN, he served as the High Commissioner for Refugees. He told the UN in his speech that the question of how to help millions of people caught in conflict and war weighs heavily on his heart. Guterres said that civilians are faced with deadly force, killed and injured, forced from their homes, and put into poverty. He also said that unfortunately, even hospitals and aid groups are not safe from violence. Guterres called on the UN to make one shared New Year's resolution. Let us resolve to put peace first. In support of the goal of peace, Guterres called for measures from solidarity and kindness in people's daily lives to dialogue and respect for political differences. He said peace should be a guide when seeking ceasefires or compromise while negotiating solutions to problems. Guterres has promised to bring people together at a time when the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has voiced concerns about the effectiveness of the UN. The new Secretary General promised to work with the Trump administration to seek cooperation on the challenges facing the U.S. and UN in the coming years. Outgoing Secretary General Ban told the UN in his final speech Friday that he is so very proud to have worked with them for the past 10 years. He asked UN members to set goals and pay attention to important issues facing the world. These issues, he said, include sustainable development, climate change, women's empowerment, youth empowerment, and others. Ban urged members to never give up, to keep dreaming, to keep believing, and to keep working hard until we achieve progress. He asked the UN to place importance on rights and to stand up for those who are left behind, including those who do not get attention from the world community but still need help. He said he felt a bit like Cinderella because of the quick change at midnight. But he promised always to be a global citizen and said his heart will always be with the people he worked with at the United Nations. I'm Phil Dierking.